Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're all having a great day. Today is a kind of a crazy day for me, but I'm really glad I've got the show today and glad you're listening in. This time of year, things can really provoke some stress and kind of get us, you know, in those deep places within ourselves and just kind of spin us around a little bit. And I'm going to be talking a little bit today about how to work with the energy of this season, the holidays, and how to use your intuition to kind of better manage and to actually really kind of get more of what we really want at this time of year, which is inner peace, love, and our own sense of renewal, our own sense of who we are, that light within ourselves. I'm going to go a little bit more into that in a moment. I do want to mention that I am going to be taking calls today, and I'd love to hear from you. It's kind of an open day. Give, you know, calls about anything. The number here is 800-930-2819, so feel free to give me a call. I also do have a few emails people have sent me with some questions that I want to get to too. A few quite interesting questions, and I'll get to one of those in just a moment. Before I do that, I also want to mention that I just put out a newsletter yesterday, and if you'd like to receive it, would love for you to just go to my website, www.sherriedillard.com, and sign up for the newsletter. I'm going to be talking today a little bit about a blog post that I wrote that's in the newsletter. So there's some exercises in this post, some things about intuition. So if we don't get to the whole, everything I want to say today, just sign up for the newsletter and that newsletter will come to you automatically so you can read it, and also the exercises that we're going to talk about to help your intuition to kind of work for you this holiday season will be on that. By the way, thank you so much, everyone, who has purchased a copy of my latest book, You Are a Medium. Its release date was actually December 8th, although it was out a little bit before that. It's been a wonderful release for me. I've had a lot of people very interested. So thank you so much. It was a great book to write. I loved writing it. We're going to talk a little bit more about the book. Probably not too much today about mediumship. I'm going to get to that next radio show, which will be the fourth Thursday, which will be, I believe, 2 weeks from now will be the December 27th. So, I want to get into how to make your intuition work for you. We do have a caller on the line. Let's go ahead and take the caller, and we'll get into what I want to talk about after this caller. So who is there for me right now?
We have Brittany on the line from Lakewood, Florida.
Great. Hey, Brittany, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
How are you today?
I'm excited. I'm doing good.
Well, that's good. Is it warm down there in Florida?
Yes, we had a little bit of a cold snap today, but that means it's like 65.
Yeah,
so
I know,
good.
Huh? Jeez. So what would you like to talk about? Any question for me today?
Well, I've been reading your books and really enjoying your books. You're welcome. And mainly, I'm having trouble finding focus in my life.
Uh-huh.
Like finding one thing to focus on. I'm very unfocused.
All right.
That pretty much characterizes my life.
Look into that and see what we get. What's your birthday, by the way?
September 24th.
Okay, let's see. All right, well, you know, part of why you're not focused is that you're very intuitive. You know that? You know, it's interesting. Sometimes when you're not aware you're intuitive, you're actually kind of able. You're probably not aware you're doing this. Maybe you are. I don't know. But you would, talking about mediumship, you're receiving a lot from the other side, not just loved ones, but from the angelic realm too. There's lots of energy coming
wow.
in. And that's one of the things that I'm getting for you is that, you know, you've got a really nice open spirit. And sometimes for people that come in like you that are here and they're open and they're just intuitively open and they're ready, things kind of pour in, you know? And so it's, mm-hmm. it can seem on the physical level, it can seem like you're unfocused but you know, it's interesting. There's a very thin line between that feeling unfocused here and actually being incredibly focused or open spiritually. And spiritual intuitives actually can have more of an issue at times. Mental intuitives, too, with kind of losing focus because there's so much energy coming in. But let me just hear what your angels want to say about mm-hmm. direction for you. All right. They're telling me that they're laughing, too. They really enjoy you. They're showing me the way you go through life is kind of like fun, they show me. So they don't want you to get too serious, but what I'm seeing here is I'm feeling that into the new year, I feel like you might be debating right now between learning something new or going into something kind of like something that is attractive to you to learn more about or kind of staying on this kind of path that you feel like might be the practical path, you know? And I kind of feel like, even though it may seem illogical, I feel like trust that feeling right now. I do feel this is a good time, the beginning of this year. I feel like you're going to be drawn into something new and learning a new skill in some ways. And it's going to be a skill that you're going to be able to, you know, like some things we do in life, we can be more unfocused with because, let me give you an example. Sometimes people who, let's say, work with people who like cut hair or hair stylists, they tend to be people who can like switch really quickly. They're full of energy and they might seem unfocused. You know what I mean? Because they're kind of able to multitask. I feel like there's something coming for you that you're going to be able to multitask and it's going to kind of really, you're going to be perfect for it. The energy you have for it of being kind of open and multitasking and noticing things and all that. There's something new coming for you that's those qualities are going to work for you in this. You know, don't let your thinking mind override your intuition right now, because I kind of feel your intuition is actually stronger and it will really trust it, you know, because you got a really nice spirit and don't get stuck yet. It's not time to get stuck on one thing. You know, Brittany, okay. I hate to do this. I'm going to have to go to break. I'm getting a signal.
Okay.
It was really nice talking to you though. And thanks so much for reading my books. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Okay. Thanks so much for calling in. All righty. We're going to have to go to a break in just a moment here. When we get back, like I was saying, hopefully we'll get into this season, intuition, how to make it work for you. And I am taking calls, emails, sgd7777@yahoo.com. And the number here is 800-930-2819. All righty. So we will be right back.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hello, everyone. You're back with Intuit University. I'm Sherry Dillard, and I'm so happy to be here today. You know, it has been, like I said at the beginning of the show today, kind of crazy day for me. And when it's like this, I have to remember my own words and my own way of kind of centering and becoming aware and using my intuition. Next week, next Saturday, is going to be the solstice, which is December 21st. And it's the winter solstice is when the sun is at its weakest. It's the shortest days. It's dark very early. And we celebrate the solstice. And it used to be that the solstice in pagan practices is a very, very kind of exciting and important celebration, because it's the celebration of the return of light to the world. It's when the sun no longer is moving away from the light of the earth, but it's moving again toward it. And it's important, obviously, the sun for the nurturing of the earth and growing crops and just bringing us that ability to you know, really flourish here on planet Earth. And then 3 days later is Christmas Eve. And, you know, for many people, Christmas Eve is the birth of Christ. But in a spiritual interpretation of Christmas Eve, it's actually the birth and the rebirth of the divine presence. It's the time when, just like the sun returns to the earth, the light of spirit, the light of the divine returns to the human world. It returns to our consciousness. It's the remembrance that we're not just physical beings here, but that we're spirit and we're connected to the all, you know, the source of all light, all creation, all wisdom, and all love. And so just as the solstice marks the time of year when the sun returns to nurture the crops, replenish the earth, Christmas is the time of the return of the light to us, to our human awareness. And what does that mean? It means that the remembrance that we are light, that we're not just simply blood and bones and birth and death, that we are the light of energy, of the divine presence. And intuition is very, very wrapped in this event of solstice, but also is Christmas, because our intuition is the voice of our spirit. And it's through our spirit that the light emerges. It is our spirit. We are light. And when we listen to our intuition, we're listening not only to the physical, our concerns, which are, of course, always important, but also our spiritual concerns and our spiritual remembrance of our own power, of who we are. And, you know, in all the books I write, every single book I write, it's all about the same thing, basically, which is the remembrance of our own power. You know, we'd like to think that intuition, psychic ability, the ability to communicate with the other side is for special people or certain people, but it's really not. It's really the true self of who we are. It's our spirit, because our spirit is naturally intuitive. It's naturally psychic, because it is connected to the spirit, which is beyond form. It's beyond time. It's beyond space. It's not defined and it's not limited. And it communicates through awareness. And so it's very natural. It's actually our more natural sense of being is to be psychic and intuitive. It is who we are. And that is our natural, it's the universal form of communication. So I'm going to talk in a moment about really using our intuition this season to remember who we are and also to receive the most benefit from this time of year. You know, we can get so wrapped up in it being about others' expectations, our own personal expectations, our wanting to have a perfect day or a perfect time or, you know, doing all the right things, but sometimes still feeling kind of empty inside. You know, as much as we receive gift-wise and, you know, the great food and all that comes to us at this time of year, and it's wonderful, it's absolutely wonderful. What we really need is we really need spiritual nurturance. We really need, our soul needs that, just as the earth needs the sun. The earth needs the sun to return. It needs to have light or it can't thrive. We also need to have light or we can't thrive. So this is the time, and I hope to help you to remember that this season, to make it a restorative, enlightened season for you. Not just a kind of getting through it. And it can also be kind of a difficult time for some people. And we'll talk about that in a moment. I do want to get into an email, though, that I received. I got a few of them. And I got one. I don't know if I'll be able to answer the whole question right now, but I want to share it with you because it's actually, I just love the question. I won't read the whole thing. It's kind of long, but let me read part of it to you. Anyway, all right. This is from Janine, and she says that I always feel weird saying my husband's name. It's as if that's not really his name. I do feel we were brought together for a reason, as if we were together in a past, soulmates. It's rather strange how we came to meet. A series of events led me to him, some good, some bad. When I first met, I felt as if I could drown in his eyes, as if I could see his very soul, which was quite disturbing to me at the time. And she goes into that, but I won't go into that. My question is, why do I feel weird saying my husband's name? Is it simply because my ex's last name is his first name, or is there something more to it, that he had a different name in a past life and we were mates in that life? All right, so let me just tune into that, Janine, and let me just see what we get with that. Well, you know, I would tell everybody to make the assumption that every person in your life you've met before. We tend to incarnate in soul groups. And so most everyone you're connected to, whether it's family, friends, even people that sometimes we don't really are in our lives for a very short period of time, are important karmically to us. And that means that we have connected with them. We have some relationship with them from other lifetimes. And even more so if it's a partner in a relationship, an intimate relationship, and one of our children or our parents. But yeah, absolutely, Janine, you've definitely been with your husband before. And the lifetime that your guides, your guides are showing me is you lost him in that lifetime. You had actually a brief time with him. And I think, you know, you've had other lifetimes with him. But the one that led up to this lifetime is you met him. He was someone who traveled by ship. He worked on ships doing, I guess, some kind of trading, transportation, trade, that kind of thing. And you met him briefly, I feel, when he went into port to do some trading. And you were not interested in that life necessarily in meeting anyone. It wasn't, you were looking. But you had an encounter in that life that was, he was very nice to you. He was very kind to you. And at that time in your life, you hadn't had a lot of kind people. And he opened the door for you, I get, to really know that somebody could be kind to you and loving. And it really changed you. It was one of those just kind of instant moments of change where it gave hope to you and it gave you something. And I feel that part of your connection with him in this lifetime is that, you know, I feel like he would come back at times, but there would be lots of time in between where you weren't able to see him, but he would come back and forth and you would always go and meet the ships and hope to see him. And through that, you two developed somewhat of a life that was, you, it's interesting because you both had other partners in that life. Of your culture, of where you lived. And so you couldn't have a traditional kind of marriage in that life, but you still had a relationship, an intimate relationship. And obviously, you know, that wasn't, you know, kind of like it is now. It wasn't accepted. But you were both very, very much in love. And he would come, he would go. And it was so incredible for you whenever you did see him and when he saw you. This went on, actually, I get, for quite a while. And so in this lifetime, part of being with him is, you know, like you can't believe you have it, that is it okay, that kind of thing. And it absolutely is. You are meant to be together. But part of the reason why you have a hard time saying his name is because it's interesting. I feel like in that life, you couldn't pronounce his name very well, because I feel, again, you came from different cultures. You did, there was a common language you would could speak, you could communicate, but it wasn't the kind of the natural dialect that you were both used to. So saying his name kind of seems a little funny to you because you've always in the past had so much trouble with it. But you are meant to be together in this lifetime. I feel that travel, by the way, would be a great idea for you to do more of. He has a kind of a thirst for that. And yeah, enjoy it, because and keep in mind, you two are going to be different in some ways because you are coming from some different perspectives. But yeah, it feels real good. All right. So that was a fun question. And again, I am taking questions at 800 930-2819. We're going to have to go to a break in a moment. When I do come back, we'll get back into using your intuition this time of year, how to do it. I'll give you some little exercises to do. And we will be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Hello, everyone. You're back. We're back with Intuit University. Sherry Dillard here and talking about intuition, making it work for you this holiday season. And last segment, we talked a little bit about the connection between the solstice, light returning to the world, and Christmas, and that marking the time. And not, you know, we say Christmas, but actually, if you look at many spiritual traditions, the solstice time of year was a significant time for the birth and rebirth of many of ancient cultures' deities of some kind. It's a time, again, when there's renewal, rejuvenation, the light of the world coming back into physical and into our spiritual consciousness. And for anybody who has read any of my books, most of my books are about intuition, psychic ability. My last book, You Are a Medium, about using the different kinds of intuiting, the different kinds of medium types. So I just want to remind everybody there's emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical intuitive. So the four different ways that we naturally intuit energy information through our thoughts, through our emotions, through the physical body, and through the energy field. And for emotional intuitives who are very naturally empathetic, they tend to know how others are feeling, feel others' feelings, not even sometimes they're aware that they're feeling other feelings. This time of year can be a pretty intense time. We have so many emotional, you know, it's a very emotional time of year. It can bring up memories of the past, both positive and maybe not so positive. Our expectations, our desire to feel connected, to have people who love us in our life around the holidays. And so sometimes our loneliness can come in, and sometimes old wounds will surface. And it's a time also where some people have a especially hard time simply maintaining their own kind of emotional equilibrium. Emotional intuitives tend to really want to heal. They want to help people. They're connected to others' emotions, but they're also connected soulfully to divine love. They vibrate to the highest degrees of love. And so they often have that dichotomy where they can feel divine love and at the same time feel the depth of human suffering. And so emotional intuitives tend to really absorb the charge of both. They can absorb the charge of their family, friends who may be having a difficult time and really wanting to open and channel that divine love to them. And I would recommend, let me give you a little quick exercise you can do if you're an emotional intuitive this time of year. And that is to, really be responsible as much as possible for yourself this year, your own sense of well-being, and try to take more time for yourself too. You know, it's funny because, you know, especially this time of year, it's a very external holiday. Celebration, lots of food, drink, people, gifts. It's a very external time, but it's funny because I really have always felt that for me, the holidays are a very internal time, especially Christmas for me has always been a very internal time where I have always kind of naturally wanted to meditate more, spend more time alone and in the quiet. Quiet is incredibly important for me this time of year, and we don't get a lot of it, you know. But as much as possible, try to get some time to yourself. Breathe. Just kind of let yourself feel what you feel, too. Sometimes we feel so much and it's hard to name what we feel, but just naming a feeling, an emotion, it gives you power over it. And so try to breathe, feel your emotions, name your emotions, and then imagine breathing into your heart and imagine your heart opening to that great flow of divine unconditional love. And allow that love in. That's your intuitive sense of heart opening, that intuitive part of you that can feel behind whatever you're feeling, whatever grief you may have or stress or whatever it may be. Your intuition can remind you and help you to feel that there's something else. There's that divine energy still within you that is peaceful, that's joyful, that's inwardly satisfying. Let yourself feel that. Let yourself open to that. Breathe that in. And just let go. I mean, forgive yourself. Forgive all others. Let this love that comes in nurture you. Just like imagine at the solstice, the sun is coming in again at midnight. Well, maybe not midnight exactly, but certainly in the early hours of the morning, the light returns. Imagine that light returning is also within you, within your own heart. Let this season be a return of that light, that awareness of the light. And become aware as you do this of anyone that might come to mind intuitively that needs it, that can benefit from this remembrance, this light. Their own love, the divine love. And just imagine sending them this wish of this divine energy, of this divine love, and do this without absorbing their emotions. We sometimes unconsciously think that the way to help people for emotional intuitives is to absorb their difficulties, absorb what they're feeling as if we can take it away from them if we feel it for them. But we really can't do that. We don't take it from them. We just make it stronger because then we're feeling it too. So imagine that you can send them this kind of energy, this love, without absorbing what they're feeling. Mental intuitives are people who intuit through their thoughts. They tend to be kind of naturally telepathic. They can often know what others are thinking, think others' thoughts, whether it be another person or even kind of a collective body of people. And they often receive energy information through just a simple sense of knowing. If you've ever felt that, you know what I mean, where you just know something. You just absolutely know it. And you have no reason to know it, but you do know it. And sometimes mental intuitives will also receive a lot of their knowing through inner hearing. Sometimes it's in their own voice, so it may not always be clear that it's an intuitive thought, but mental intuitives tend to receive energy information more through almost like an inner conversation sometimes. Now, spiritually, mental intuitives are connected to truth. They're connected to divine thoughts, you know, where our mind can chatter away about, well, let's talk about this time of year, a million things to do. What am I going to get for a gift for this person? And what am I going to, how am I going to fit that in? And my schedule's busy and I want to go see that and I want to share time. And, you know, everything just builds up, all those thoughts, all of that energy. And it can actually, you know, provoke a lot of stress at times. But try to become more aware that your thoughts can also, your intuition can guide you to the highest thoughts, to the divine mind thoughts. And instead of striving for perfection and becoming anxious, notice when you are letting yourself kind of go down that thought trail, which always leads to a headache. And instead, kind of become aware that there is another way. And that's where intuition comes in, because our intuition, what it does is it reminds us and it helps us to know, even though we don't have evidence, even though we may not be thinking the thought, but your intuition can guide you into divine thought. And the difference between divine thought and human thought is that divine thought is always uplifting. It gives us a sense of truth. And when we know truth, when we hear truth, we know it. It's very, very satisfying. Just that simple kind of inner awareness that everything is going to be all right, that everything is in perfect order, can be incredibly shifting. It can really bring us into a sense of calmness. And so mental intuitives, be aware, let your intuition guide you to divine thoughts. A simple exercise would simply be, again, taking some time, listening, go to a quiet place, breathe, become aware of your thoughts. And just like you did with your emotions, become aware of the thoughts, but then let them go. Don't attach to them. Don't feel like you need to change them. Just become aware that your intuition, just say something like, but my intuition can lead me to divine thought. And then just breathe, ask for a divine thought. Breathe and listen, and just be patient, listen. And then at some point, it may seem like this quiet, still, little tiny voice that you hear that kind of reminds you that there is something else, that it might just be this little bit of a silent whisper that says something like, you are peace, you are love, everything is okay, all is in order. Whatever that is, it seems minimal, but it's not. It can, like I said, it's incredibly shifting and changing. And again, during this time of year, the flow, the momentum of energy flow is the delivery of the birth of this energy for yourself, the rebirth of it, the reemergence, the awareness that behind all of this crazy world we live in, and all of the stuff we have to do and all the joy we want to bring to others and all the joy that we want to feel and the thousands and millions of ways that we try to go about getting it, finding it, feeling it. Let your intuition just like be that silent little whisper that tells you about the divine thought, because that's where you will feel peace. And that's what will really bring you that restorative energy. We're going to take a break in a moment. When we come back, I'll talk about physical intuition, which is very important this time of year, again, for many reasons, and also spiritual intuition. If I don't get through everything, please, again, keep in mind you can go to my website, sign up for my newsletter. You can also go to my blog, because this article is on my blog. And you can have the whole article, and the exercises will all be there too. So we'll try to finish this up when we come back, and we'll be back in a moment.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find out by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Call the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Hello, everyone. We're back, Intuit University. I'm Sherry Dillard. We're talking about intuition and how to use it this holiday season to de-stress and to make it a season of restorative renewal, of the return of your own spirit, the awareness of your spirit, the light of your spirit, just like the sun nurtures the earth, to be nurtured, to feel loved. I probably am not going to get through what I'd like to get through exercise-wise, so let me just kind of go quickly into physical intuition. Physical intuition is when the body actually absorbs energy information. People who are physical intuitives often will feel very, you know, can feel drained around negative people and energized around positive people. They also are likely to pick up and feel in their body others' aches and pains. One of the things that a physical intuitive can do this time of year is really hone in on what they need to do to take care of their body. You know, we can kind of forget about our physical self at this time of year and eat a lot of things maybe that we don't want to be eating and push ourselves beyond our exhaustion and generally kind of really wear ourselves down physically. So physical intuition can really kind of help you to stay in touch with what you need. We talked about taking some time going within for emotional intuitives, mental intuitives, physical intuitives. Let me just give you a quick little exercise you can do. Before you eat, let's say, you know, whatever it may be, candy, cookies, all that wonderful thing that come, you might want to try this. Hold it in your hand, the food, and close your eyes and just get a sense of the energy of what you're about to eat. Get a sense in your body if the food that you're about to eat is going to energize you or it's going to weaken you. And ask what else you could do besides eating that food to energize yourself, to feel better, to feel more physically powerful. And if the food is not going to give you what you ultimately want, which is to feel better, to feel nurtured, you know, a lot of times around the holidays, emotionally, we're feeling drained, exhausted. And so we go for food as a way to kind of nurture ourselves, to get ourselves, you know, kind of back into the flow of energy. Ask your body instead what else you can do to get that. You might want to, you know, go have a massage, go to yoga class, go into a sweat steam room, whatever it may be. Ask your body what it needs to feel renewed and restored. Your body's always communicating to you. In fact, your body is such an incredibly strong intuitive barometer. All right, real quick, let's talk about spiritual intuitives. Spiritual intuitives absorb energy information through their energy field. And they're more inclined to receive energy through clairvoyance, which is the ability to see images, either realistic images or figurative, symbolic. A lot of spiritual intuitives dream a lot, too. And that's one of the things that you can do this year, around this type of year. This is one of my favorite things to do around holidays, especially this holiday, is to ask for a dream, ask for a holiday dream from my spirit. Ask to see myself. Ask your angels. Just ask to have a dream, which is really what you're asking for is an intercession. What you're really asking is to have at night an encounter with your spirit and to connect in a way that maybe it's hard to do when we're awake. You might want to write down this request on a piece of paper, put it under your pillow, and then make sure you have something to write with when you wake up with the dream, because a lot of times these dreams will seem very powerful, but they go away very quickly once we become fully awake. So write down the dream. If you don't have the dream right away, that's perfectly normal. Just keep asking every night for a dream from your spirit. And I truly, truly hope that this is a restorative, wonderful holiday for everybody. I don't think I'm going to try to do this. We'll see if we have time. There's another email I wanted to get to. This is from Ashley, Virginia Beach. She says, my daughter and I can both sense the presence of spirits in our house, as opposed to loved ones who may have passed over and visit now and then. Are she and I mediums, and are the spirits who need moving on, or are these spirits who need moving on, or are we just picking up on random residual energy? That's a great question. I really like the question a lot because obviously Ashley is very well versed with working with spirits, that she's discerning that it's a spirit, not a loved one. And she's also aware that she can help move them on, which is great because I highly advocate that. In my book, You Are a Medium, I have exercises where you can help spirits go over. There are spirits that get stuck here and they get a little lost. They're not sure. They reach out to us because they're aware of us on the physical level. And so we can really help them. So if you are sensing this, again, I've got some exercises in the book, You Are a Medium, that can help you to help them go over. But let me see here, Ashley, when I tune into your energy, yeah, you're absolutely, you and your daughter are both very, very spiritually aware and aware of spirits and others, angels, you know, higher energies. And I feel that's one of the reasons why these spirits are coming to you. I actually don't feel they're in the house as much as they're coming from all over, basically, because they know that you're aware of them and that you have a very loving heart and they're coming for help. So you might want to strengthen. Don't ask yourself, am I a medium? Assume you are because you are. And then you can put a boundary around yourself that will kind of prevent you from being a little overwhelmed with these spirits, and maybe find a time of day where you can say prayers or do some exercises to help them over. But you kind of have to protect your energy right now and, you know, not let this kind of overwhelm you. And, you know, the way to help people go over is not as complicated as we think. In fact, that might be a good topic for an upcoming show, will be to know kind of how to do this and how to be aware if it is a loved one or if it is a spirit that needs help, if it's a spirit that maybe you really need to take, you know, protect yourself with and not get too close with, because at times that also happens. You know, spiritually speaking, there's a lot happening out there, and we do have domain over our physical bodies, over our physical selves, so nothing can really come in to harm you if you have awareness. And the key is to have awareness. It's to kind of be alert to what is in your presence, what is around you, and to put up a kind of a nice, soft, protective light around yourself. Or, like I said with Ashley, to maybe even take some time during the day or maybe once a week or whatever to kind of help people to go over. It's a really, really wonderful service that many spirits need, is to kind of find that way to the other side. So, again, please feel free. You can email me during the week and I'll get to your questions on my next show, which is going to be December 27th. And email address is sgd7777@yahoo.com. Website, sherrydiller.com. Again, I didn't get through everything I wanted to say today about intuition and the holidays. It is in my newsletter. You can check that out. Please check out my books, my new book just out in the past couple weeks, You Are a Medium, tells you how you're naturally communicating with the other side, how to strengthen that, and again, you know, how to maybe help people over, help your own loved ones who may be on the other side, how you're already helping them. You know, it's a funny thing. We don't realize that. And I realized that myself, and I thought, you know, that's what this book is going to be about, because we are not as far away from those on the other side as what we think. They're kind of still in our space, and they're still learning a lot from us. So I hope you all have a very blessed, wonderful season of renewal. Please take some time for yourself. I send you much love, blessings, and I will be back in 2 weeks. So take care.
You've been listening to Intuit University. Compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard. Tune in the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you on Transformation Talk Radio.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll. Featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.